Our Lady, Queen of Angels, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is Tuesday. There are several devotions that are on Tuesday. For example, Tuesday is the special day to honor the Holy Face of our Lord. It's also the day of Saint Anthony, and it is the day of the angels. The angels. You know, the angels, we think a lot about, we put angels out at Christmas time, but we also put angels out, did you notice them at the altar of repose? For Easter time, because the angels have such a role in the resurrection of our Lord. So today you'll be singing the votive mass to honor the angels, and it's a special privilege to sing the Gloria, because it was the angels who sang the Gloria at Christmas. But what happened at Easter? Well, everybody saw angels, didn't they? The women came early with the spices to anoint our Lord's body, only he wasn't there. He had risen from the dead, and it was the angels that rolled back the big, heavy stone that had sealed our Lord's sepulcher and opened up the tomb that way. And then the angels did different things. Sometimes they saw the angels on the inside, seated at the tomb, or standing outside, or speaking to them and saying, "Be not affrighted." In other words, don't be scared. It's all right. Our Lord's risen from the dead. And one angel even went so far as to fold up the holy shroud and the napkin that was over Christ's face. That was how St. John knew that our Lord had risen from the dead. Because if it had been a thief to steal our Lord's body, why, the thief would have just made a big mess, because that's what thieves do when they break in. But our Lord rose from the dead, and the angels cleaned everything up afterwards. Angels, by that we can learn, are very neat. There's something else about angels, children. Angels love to see us pray well at Holy Mass. Remember about the angels? If you pray to them, they'll always come, guaranteed 100%. So if at the beginning of a Mass you pray to the angels to help you, why then, they certainly will. St. Michael the Archangel himself, and really all of the angels, St. Teresa of Avila, loved our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament very much. And she said that she would visit him as though he were still in his tomb, because in a sense, the tabernacle is a bit like a tomb. Our Lord's there, though, and he's alive. He's just waiting for us to come. The angels who adore him night and day, they'd like to have us for their friends. They'd like to see us do some good adoration as well. That could be one of our intentions in praying to them today. Now, the angels not only adore our Lord, children, they also protect our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Once, during the persecution of the Catholic Church in England that took place for long centuries, there was a little quiet time in the persecution, and the persecution wasn't so bad. And so as a result of that, then there was some nuns, and they opened a convent in the north of England in the city of York. And there in the city of York, they had a chapel and a convent and the Blessed Sacrament in the tabernacle. Well, the Protestants found out about it. They got very, very angry, because these Protestants hated our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament, and they burst into the convent. So all of the nuns ran to the chapel to try to protect the Blessed Sacrament. They were about ready to break into the chapel door and desecrate the sacred hosts when the Mother Superior, who had already received permission to do this, open the tabernacle. You need a very special permission to do that, only in case of life and death. And genuflected, and she took the sacred ciborium out, and she covered it with the mantle, the white mantle of her habit. But then she realized the Protestants had blocked the exits. There was no way out, and they were battering down the door. So the Mother Superior told the other nun, she said, "Quick, take the statue of St. Michael the Archangel and push it over in front of the door." And so they did. And then she said, "St. Michael, there's nothing we poor nuns can do to defend our Lord. You'll have to take care of us." And you know what happened? As soon as they moved the statue of St. Michael in front of the door, everything stopped. The mob dispersed. They all went home as though they didn't even know what they were doing there. And our Lord was safe, and Sister could put the Blessed Sacrament safely away in the tabernacle once again. That's an extraordinary example, children, isn't it, of, you might say, the ordinary and the quiet that could take place every day. Our Lord is protected by his angels and by St. Michael the Archangel, most of all. How could our Lord have to be protected from us, do you think? Well, because we are with our Lord every day at Mass and so often at Holy Communion, sometimes we just go through the motions. Sometimes we don't sit up as quiet and as still as we should. Sometimes we talk during Mass or look around or have distracting thoughts on purpose. And sometimes we're not very reverent to our Lord in a word. Well, do you think the angels might have to protect our Lord from us? Possibly so, but they would much rather have you as their prayer partners instead of somebody from whom our Lord has to be protected. How could you be an angel prayer partner? Pray to the angels every time you come to church for Mass. Make an extra visit at least once a day to the Blessed Sacrament and ask the angels to help you to pray well, even if it's just for a minute or 2 minutes. And then, before Holy Mass starts, why then, you could make a good resolution to think to yourself, the angels are here. The angels are adoring. I want to be along with the angels today to assist at Mass. When we sing the Gloria in Excelsis Deo, let's remember, that's the song that the angels sang at midnight. And our Lord is going to be born again on the altar in the consecration of the Mass. When you stand and Father sings the preface, then remember that the Sanctus is coming, and the Sanctus is the hymn of the angels. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. Our Lord told St. Gertrude, our saint, to pay special attention to the preface and to join with the angels in praising him. In the preface, you'll see that Father notes all of the different choirs of angels. He names them. And we want to be united with them at the consecration of the Mass. At the elevation, when our Lord is lifted up, ask the angels to help you to adore just as well as they do. Never to be cold, never to be distracted, at least not on purpose. Again, this St. Teresa says, this is the big St. Teresa. She says, you should adore God on the altar just as we adore him in heaven, for he is the same God. And at the communion, when Father holds out the Blessed Sacrament, think to yourself, what a wonderful thought it is. God himself is coming to my heart in communion. And before we leave Mass, let's thank the angels for all of the help that they gave us. Today we're having the Mass of the Angels. But you know what, children? We should never say Mass, sing Mass, or assist at Mass unless it be a Mass with the angels. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.